And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all have talked about this show. Goes from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. From Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. All the way down to that loveliest little town on the plains we call Auburn. And, oh, yes, Final Four. And then across the border even to Fort Benning. We now call it Fort Benning again. And then just big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, it is we're halfway through hour number two. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, we're going to have the Grand Council with my brethren in talk radio, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, host of their own shows on various channels around the state. I got to tell you guys, so this is Right Side Radio you're listening to right now. This is only one piece of what Right Side Media, the parent company, does. It is absolutely just like the hub of what we do, Right Side Radio. You Right Side ruffians have helped us to grow and to do more. Well, the do more is all the stuff you can find on our website, and I want to encourage you to go check it out. Right Side Radio is just, like I said, Right Side Media is the big company. RightSideMedia.org, that's the website. And on RightSideMedia.org, you're going to find all kinds of stuff. You're going to find all of our podcasts, because we have five different video podcasts that come out every week for the most part. And they're all on there. You can find all of them. All our shows are on there. You can find, of course, the podcasted version of this radio show. In case you missed something, you want to catch it again, it's all on there. It's also, by the way, all of it's on YouTube, all of it's on Rumble, all of it's on, you know, we're live streaming on Rumble. We got a lot of stuff on our social media platforms. You can find links to every bit of it at rightsidemedia.org. One other thing that's on there, though, is the merch store. And we got some new merch coming, because you guys have been buying up all we got. But we restocked some shelves, and by the way, got some new shirts coming in, different style. I think you're going to like it. We got the coffee mugs. We got the hats. So if you have not seen the merch store, go to rightsidemedia.org, look at our store, and get you a coffee mug. Or, by the way, get you one of our highball glasses that say Right Side Media Bulletproof Influence, and they have an embedded 308 round in the glass itself. Very cool. All right. That's enough of my shameless plugs, but check out rightsidemedia.org. All right, let's jump into dipper number two, shall we? I think we shall. Save our kids. Listen, it's amazing to me the things that liberals will do. The absolutely incessant attempt by libs to gain access to our children. And then the absolutely incessant means by which liberals give them that access on a regular basis. You know, I've told you before, but I'll remind you that Alabama may be the only one in the nation that has a charter school located right here in the Birmingham region, in Homewood, the Magic City Acceptance Academy. The Magic City Acceptance Academy. They're funded through the state budget. They are a public school with a special charter. And the Magic City Acceptance Academy is, for all practical purposes, a school that focuses on the LGBTQ lifestyle and calls itself a safe place, if you will, a safe place for LGBTQ students. Being a charter school means that kids can come there from other regions. And so you have some kids that are, you know, pronouncing themselves gay or, you know, transgender or whatever, who go there because it's a school using state funds that appears to focus more on lifestyle than it even does on education. I don't know what their numbers are, and I think it's worth knowing. I need to know what their numbers are. How did they fare in the rankings? Are their test scores high? Well, all right. If they are, I want to know. Because right now what I do know is they have been found to have major DEI information on their websites. They have had drag queen dance-offs and things for fundraisers at the school. They celebrate the LGBTQ lifestyle. They're all for transgenderism. They even had a story recently that the principal of the school was ready to help pay for a mastectomy for a young teenager. That doesn't need to be happening with state tax dollars. If you think you can survive without government subsidization, then go do it. Make a private school and see how you do. But our tax dollars shouldn't be paying for that. And no one can argue me off that point. Our tax dollars should not be focused on those lifestyle choices. They should be focused on the education of the child, period. Well, Phil, they feel safe there so they can get better educated. Can they really? Is the drag queen story hour going to really help their education? Is it very important that they have a rainbow flag so they know they can get an education? We already have laws against bullying. We have all the things you're worried about being taken care of, but what you really want is a special place where you can hang rainbow flags and teach a lifestyle. And I don't know how, by the way, I don't know how in the world this is allowed to even happen. Because the Alabama Public Charter School Commission is the one that granted them the charter. And oh, by the way, guess who is the de facto head of the state school board that under which the Alabama Public Charter School Commission falls? Governor Kay Ivey. And she has never said boo about it, to my knowledge. But that's right here in Alabama. And by the way, we got a couple other things to think about. And now, by the way, I didn't mean to just bash Kay Ivey. I guess I kind of did. Because there's something else that's going on that I really do appreciate about what she's doing in education. When it comes to saving our kids, I mean, I told you the story the other day. 1819 had the piece, and I pulled it up again just to have it with me. Dateline 2 days ago about Auburn High School parents, an actual Auburn High School, concerned after a school administrator posted for kids to come by and pick up their Transgender Day of Visibility ribbons to wear on Transgender Day of Visibility Day. I mean, an actual post using the posting app that they use to notify parents of events and all those kinds of things. I think it's called Schoolology. Schoolology. And the post actually read, "Attention, Auburn High School. Anyone who would like to wear a ribbon in support of Transgender Day of Visibility this Monday, March 31st, please stop by the Educate GSA Club table in the hallway outside the cafeteria." Apparently the only people who have access to Schoolology to post those kind of things are actual school administrators. So people are bothered by this. But you know what? In Alabama, we do have an opportunity now. Saving our kids in the education arena may mean giving parents choices. So props to Governor Ivey on this. Governor Ivey is encouraging people right now to sign up for Choose Act participation. In Alabama, we passed one of the most comprehensive school choice bills anywhere. So for all my Tennessee listeners, I know y'all just did this. We were finally a year ahead of you on something. But the Alabama Choose Act went into effect. It's Choose Act is the creating hope and opportunity for our students' education. Passed it back in 2024. Tennessee legislature passed theirs this year. But the Choose Act goes into effect, and parents can sign up. So if you're like one of those Auburn High School parents and you're worried about it, or for that matter, if you're the parent of a child who has announced themselves as gay, and you're worried about being bullied at a school, you can change schools under the Choose Act. We don't have to have a special charter school just for gay kids. If you're worried about where they are, you can send them somewhere else. You can even send them to a private school with tax dollars. But right now, the Choose Act, the signups are for the first school year about to run out. Basically, the application process is going to be open through, I think it's April 7th. So you got 5 days left. And if you want to get your kid from one school to another, or if you want to have some money for the homeschooling you do, or if you want to send your kid to private school, you can get up to $7,000 for students to go to a different school, $4,000 for homeschools. And this is a huge deal. So the thing about saving our kids, I guarantee you right now, there's some parents probably down at Auburn High School that are going, "That's it. You know what? We're moving. We're going down the street. We're going to do something different." If you're going to be sending out notices about Transgender Day of Visibility on the school app for all students and parents, then guess what? We're making changes. Well, you can now. Saving our kids means school choice. So in Tennessee, that's coming. You're about to be able to sign up for it in the near future. But in Alabama, you already can. And the open enrollment for this year, for this first year, I believe it's mostly income-based, but next year or the year after, I forget which, it goes to anybody and everybody who wants to move. So you are not trapped. You do not have to have an all-gay school called the Acceptance Academy. You don't have to have that. You can go anywhere you want now. You do not have to stay in the school down at Auburn where the administrators feel compelled to have to send out things about transgender day of visibility. If we're going to save our kids, it means taking stands. And it means also, by the way, taking advantage of opportunities. Thank you, Governor Ivey, for pushing people to remember that you've got 5 days left for this year's enrollment in the Choose Act in Alabama. Now, there's other things happening. You remember a few weeks ago, I had Maine State Representative Laurel Libby on the show. And Representative Libby is really taking a stand on the idea of women's sports being completely corrupted by men who believe they're women. And so right now, Laurel Libby, her stand has become a national phenomenon. People know her everywhere now. But Maine school officials, according to Fox News, Dateline, 4 days ago, are that they still not going to comply with President Trump's administration's order to barring transgender athletes participating in girls' sports. They're still resisting. As a state, they're still resisting. And they're basically just taking this position that we're not going to change. In fact, the Maine Principals Association said in a statement that it is, quote, bound by the law, including the Maine Human Rights Act, which our participation policy reflects. In other words, they're claiming that they have a right to stand by this. And I'm telling you, it ain't sitting well with the peeps. It ain't. And then, you know what's interesting? Is just when you think that she may actually be a Democrat with an R by her name, Susan Collins actually steps up. So Maine Senator Susan Collins, another piece by Fox News Dateline 2 days ago, has come out against her own state, saying that the state law that allows biological males to compete against girls is antithetical to the spirit and intent of Title IX. You think? Has she been openly critical all along? I don't know. If she has, I haven't heard it. But the bottom line is her state is like the ringleader for resisting the Trump executive order to get the wokeness out of women's sports. Maine Governor Janet Mills, you remember at the White House, she openly bucked President Trump in the meeting of governors. And he said, that's fine. I'll see you in court. But right now, if you want to save our kids, you're going to need people like even Susan Collins stepping up. She said it's critically important to treat people who are transgender with respect and dignity, but that does not change the fact that Title IX, which was passed back in 1972, has greatly expanded opportunities for girls and young women to participate in sports at high school and college level. And it did so in part by mandating equal access to athletic resources and facilities on the basis of sex, not on the basis of gender identity. Perfect. Perfectly said. All right, we're taking a break right now. When we get back, I'm going to tell you this. Tennessee just passed another important piece of legislation. It's not just school choice. They just passed something that deals with bathrooms. And you may want to hear about it in terms of saving our kids. So, JP, move us to the break, brother. We'll take the break right now. We will come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. Giving you all the truth you can slap on a bumper sticker. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Pulling pins on truth grenades. Did I miss any? I think I got bulletproof influence.
Yep, there it is. You go. The prayers got all.
There you go.
Yep.
Now I got them all. all of the stuff we're going to put on t-shirts one day. All right, hey, listen, this piece about saving our kids. Let me cover a couple more things for you. By the way, back to the state of Maine. Maine. I've heard Maine's a beautiful state. I don't know what to tell you. I can't discern their politics. I don't understand their belligerence. I don't understand why they have suddenly dug in their heels on what is a literally losing proposition. But not only is Maine dealing with the transgender sports thing in a way that's not going to stand up well, but Maine is also now being investigated as a state, being investigated on claims that they were withholding gender transitions from parents through the school systems. No kidding. So the U.S. Department of Education, according to AP, Dateline 4 days ago, said it launched an investigation on Friday, the day after it began a similar investigation into California. In both cases, the Federal Education Department said the states might be violating the Family Educational Rights Privacy Act. There's actual congressional law that says you can't just keep secrets from mom and dad. You can't. But that's what they're doing. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon says, parents and guardians have a right to access their children's education records to guide and safeguard their child's mental, emotional, and physical well-being, and any policy to the contrary is illegal and immoral. So yes, save our kids. Sometimes it has to be done officially. How about this? Tennessee. Hello, Tennessee. My Chattanooga audience. Brand spanking new. There is a bill headed to the governor's desk as of last week. Requiring all public and private educational institutions that house students overnight to separate the bathrooms by, quote, immutable biological sex. I like it. I need some applause, JP. Give me some applause, brother. Just make it happen right there. Thank you. Like a mama. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. NBC is not having it. NBC is not happy, but they're saying the legislation is just the latest effort targeting the transgender community in Tennessee, where Republican lawmakers have over the years repeatedly enacted bills aimed at the... Well, they're not. See, that's the thing. It's not terrorizing the LGBTQ community. It's protecting those that aren't. Listen, the end result is, if you're born a dude, you go to the dude's bathroom. Sorry for your luck, but that's the way it is. You don't get to just change in midstream and expect everybody to go, oh, we're fine with that. Remember, I've said it before, that gender dysphoria is the only illness in the world where the proponents of gender dysphoria believe that healing is involved with all of us having to be a part of it with them. Like if it was anything else, if it was schizophrenia, if it was depression, if it was any other mental health issue, we would be trying to work them out of it and lovingly bring them out of it and provide treatments to help them come out of it. But no, the left believes that when it comes to gender dysphoria, we have to be in it. The only way you is to affirm them in it. It doesn't work like that. I don't go affirm the depression. I don't go affirm the eating disorder. We don't do that. But gender dysphoria, that's what they want. So the bottom line is this bill's going. The article points out, by the way, currently five states have laws restricting restrooms for transgender use at colleges and universities. That's Alabama, yep, Florida, yep, Mississippi, Ohio, Utah, and now Tennessee. Two additional states, West Virginia, Wyoming, have similar laws taking effect this year. Listen, I'm good with it. I'm good with it a lot. I'm good with it like a whole lot. And then I got one in Georgia right next door. So all my folks over yonder in Georgia, just know this. Dateline 2 days ago, Georgia's one step closer to banning transgender kids from being in girl sports. The article tries to say transgender girls. No, it's they're boys. Barring boys from playing girl sports. It's a WSB-TV local affiliate. They feel like they have to use the pronouns and the whole thing. But the bill puts a ban in Georgia law. So passionate debate ensued, apparently, on the House and Senate floors. But the bill is now saying that we will, if it passes both bodies, I think it's, is it going to the governor? It did pass the legislature. It now goes to Governor Bill Lee, Brian Kemp to sign. So Brian Kemp's going to have an opportunity to sign the bill, and I suspect he will, that says that there won't be transgender sports in the state of Georgia. So bringing it around, protecting our kids. All right, you guys, coming up next, the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.